going to start the Gemara. We are on Yud Zayin, 10th item of days. So we're on the top line. The Gemara just said that how you did that second haircut by the Mitzvah, how one did that second haircut by Mitzvah, depends on whether you darshan klal prato klal or me at Reba Meir and Reboy. So Rabbi Shmuel was the one that darshans klal prato klal. Therefore, he did not consider it halachay kevus esamikra because he held the attack of the second haircut is limited to a place that's a gathering of hair and is visible. Mashayin Cain, the Bryce that it says they did it like a melon, which means they cut up all his hair. Mani, who is that like? Top line says item is base. Rabbi Kiva, the darish ribuya miuti. He darshans ribuya miuti. The Tanya. The hoya b'yay mashri yigalachas kol saray riba. That is a riba. As the Rishav is called as Gabbas Einav Miyot. That is a Miyot. Riba, I'm sorry. Viskol, sorry, Galeach, Chazav Riba. Riba, Miyot, Riba, Riba HaKel. So my Riba, Riba de Kula Gufay, my Miyot, something has to be excluded. Miyot Seir Shabbatech HaChaitam. The hair in the nose. So according to Mekiva, that would be the only part that is left out. So Trashi. To get the last money, holding tiny megalchet a glass of shneir to rishayna. Rabbi Kiva is going like Rabbi Kiva. Frank the Gemara might have yalla. So what happened with the shayla? But you can use ashes in saita. We started off the sugya. We wanted to know according to Beis Hill that says afer, afer is called afer. Can it be used by saita? Tashma, the Amar Avuna Barasha Marav. So this is a raya from a statement of Rav. Ein shom afer. Maybe rakvubis yerek, you bring rotted out vegetables, umikadesh. And you can use that instead of dirt. Rashi, how he can see that maybe rakvubis yerek umikadesh. Rakvubis yerek hudahavi offer. Period. The chulu. Now Rashi had a girsa, rakvubis yerek hudahavi offer. Our Gemara has it. He did not have the word v'lohi. He had the following words. Rakubis yerek hudavi offer, afer loyavi offer. Rotted out vegetables are considered offer, but afer is not considered offer because it doesn't, I guess rotted out vegetables come from the ground, so therefore when they rot out, they're more like offer. Afer is not. That's how Rashi learns. But like garis velohi, he's not garis the velohi. Now, others, the Rambam is garis the velohi. And he says the Gemara wanted to prove that Afer is like Rakuvis Yerek, and the Gemara says maybe not. So according to Rashi, the Gemara ends up proving it. And according to the Rambam, it ends up saying, we don't know. But Rashi takes out the words Velohi. Rashi takes out the two words Velohi that we have in our Gemara. And Rashi says that you read the Gemara, maybe Rakuvis Yerek, Rakubis Yerek Hudahavi Afer. Afer Hudlai Havi Afer. Now, the some that learn, this is very difficult because Rashi is not explaining himself. Some want to learn that Rashi learns that it's a Blasha Bitmia. Rakubis Yerek Hudahavi Afer, Afer Loy Havi Afer. Is Afer worse than Rakubis Yerek? So the question is, according to Rashi, he doesn't explain himself. He takes out the word Velohi. He holds it's a good proof. But it doesn't say in Rashi which way he holds it's a good proof. So to Machlokes Achronim, how to read Rashi. Some say that Rashi learns that only Rakuvis Yerek is offer Afer Lehavi Afer, that the Gemara is saying it as a statement. And some say that the Gemara is saying Belosh and Bitmia. That's offer and this wouldn't be offer. So therefore, what does Rashi hold? I don't know. There's two ways to learn Rashi. But Rashi takes out the word Zolahi. So again, Rashi doesn't explain anything else except take out the word Zulahi. So it's hard for me to tell you what Rashi holds, but the Achronim argue what Rashi holds. Kedei Shiyir Alamayim.
Everyone agrees that Afar is still the best.
I don't know what you just said, Dr. Brum.
Afar is still the best. You have it, you can't sample take something else.
Who said that? Where do you see that? Ain't some offer, you can bring that, right? But why would you bring something else if you have offer?
No, 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 I'm
It doesn't say here upper is better. It just says that the Torah does say upper, right? So these things are like upper. Why use the like when you can use the original? But it's not. Okay, maybe. Again, cut my bottom.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? My question is on Rabbi Akiva's opinion about nose hair. Regardless of whether you can either shave it or remove it some other way, shouldn't the hair that he specifies be something that is removable? Because while maybe you can clip nose hair, it's really hard to remove it. You can't shave it.
I think it means you don't have to clip it.
Just clipping. I just assumed when we were talking about how they would remove their hair, they would fully remove it. One way or the other.
I guess they don't have to clip that hair.
I mean that's what we see.
I hear you. But you have to say that because I think it's impossible to remove the inside of the nose hair. But then again, I don't.
Right. Okay.
Zay Shira Lomayim. Tanarabana. The Mishnah said you put enough dirt that it should be visible in the water. That's what the Mishnah said. Three things have to be visible in the mixture. Afer Saita, Afer Para. Afer Para is when they mix the ashes with the spring water for Paraduma. It has to be visible. The mixture has to be that you can see the ashes in the water. It discolors the water somewhat. And right Yavama. When the Yavama spits by Chalitza, and there's a question there, how much the spit has to be. So the Pasuk says, V'yarka le'ene, I think the Pasuk says the Lashon of V'ene haskenim. So we learn now that the skenim have to be able to see the saliva. That has to be visible. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Offer sight to the civil amayim. Says put the offer lamayim. Shira. Bidulaychsiv. Since it doesn't say mayim. It says el hamayim. Right yavama. Va'ini haskainim. The civil va'ini haskainim. The cults of Yorka. The Afer para. The xerishava gemiri madadi. Offer sight to the Afer para. Kipagaman. We learn it out from xerishava.
In the beginning, eventually, you can't stir it by the soap, you put it on top, right? That's all of mine, right? And what happens afterwards? You don't stir it?
You don't have to stir it.
You can't stir it.
Who said that? Who said you can't stir it?
What's the way you have to do it?
I understand that it discolors the water. It has an effect. What?
It's not recognized. It's dirt. It's not recognized. It's just muddy water. You can't recognize the dirt.
No. Exactly what we want. The dirt should discolor the water.
Oh.
That's what we want.
I thought we wanted that. See a clump on top in the beginning.
No, not what it says.
No.
No.
That's how we learned.
No, it's not true because whatever you drop, you would see at the beginning. I don't want to argue with you in chat the Gemara, but I don't think that's chat. I hate to argue with you. I take it very difficult for me. But I'm a big head. I still want to disagree with you here.
I think that is chat.
What is chat? You should see it on top?
I don't have a
raya,
but I
just learned like you, but I don't learn that way. That's what I can't tell you. I have a raya my way as we go along, but we'll have to wait till we go along.
Why?
Because we didn't get to the Gemara yet, that's why. Let me get to the Gemara. You see? Rabbi, that's how I understood it. How does Rabbi Artsko understand it?
A mix with the spring water be sprinkled.
Right. Rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel, some Rabbi Shmuel Omer, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said, Avdam Tzipor, the blood of the Tzipor by the Metzaira, they shechted the blood of one Tzipor into Mayim Chayim. So how much blood has to go into the water that it should be visible? My time in Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to spend more time, at least in the beginning, we're going to discuss Tam Tzipor before we talk about the other three. Yes, we're not even going to talk about Yisrael, but about the other two we will discuss later on. Yes, Doctor.
I would suggest that
let's see the Gemara. Doctor Gemara. My time in Rabbi Shmuel, whoever is, somebody is not muted. It says in the Pasuk, V'tava lo'isim b'dam ha-tzipor ha-chaya al mayim chayim. So I think it's the Lashon HaPasuk. I don't have the Pasuk in front of me. You both, you all have the Pasuk on the side. Al kli charas al mayim chayim? Yeah, okay. Zok Gemara, B'tanya, B'dam, Yachol b'dam b'loy b'mayim. I would think you dip it in. You're talking about after they shechted one tzipor, they dipped the other tzipor, the living tzipor, together with the Eiz Eres, Eiza, Vishni, Tolas, b'dam ha-tzipor ha-shchuta, b'klich Eres, amayim chayim. So yachol b'dam b'loy b'mayim. Maybe you dip it straight into blood, not into the water, right? Talmud Leimar, so the Pasuk says, Mayim. They take out the base. Talmud Leimar, Mayim. So Trashi, Talmud Leimar, Mayim, Garas, Uloi Garas, Bamayim. The Al Mayim Chayim Tzibikro doesn't say Bamayim in the Pasuk, it says Al Mayim Chayim. So we say, no, it says, V'tava Leisim, Ramati Bashkuta, B'Kharas, Al Mayim Chayim. That tells us that it's dipped into water. Iba Mayim, Yachob Amayim, V'loi B'dam. So maybe you only dip it into water. It says the Tamalai is a Madam at Tibar Shkuta. Okay, Tad. Maybe Mayim Shadam Tibar Nikar Behem. You bring water that the blood of the Tibar should be visible. Right? The Kama, and how much is that? Rivias. And how much is that? Rivias. Zak Rashi. Is there Rashi? There's no Rashi. Yeah, Rashi is coming. Rivias can Rashi come on. Now, Pectitis. What do you mean? Even if you have more than a rivias of water, you can see the red. The red doesn't go away. It brings a raya from mikvah. You have gimel lugim water. Then you have a little bit of wine drop into it, and it looks like wine. It doesn't say that the wine is a diffraction of, like, you need it. Right? It can discolor even quicker. Amphitisis. That over here, we need more than discoloration. We need that it should affect the, I don't know the English word, it shouldn't feel like water. It should have a bloody feel.
Substance. Retain the appearance of blood.
No. More than that. Viscosity? Mamashis. Tyson calls it mamashis.
He's told us how to speak.
Consistency.
Tyson says you need it to be. Over here, you need a mamashas of dam. It's not enough. Can I finish?
No, what I say, I'm trying to.
He's saying viscosity. I don't know if it's the right word. Dr. Schwab will tell me a different word. All I know is, Tyson says mamashas. It means it has to feel like blood. It has to be a little thicker. It changes the touch of the water. Now stop right here. That's what we need by blood and water. So let's go back to Ufar and Mayim. Or to Efer and Mayim. Is that different? Is that just you see it at the beginning and then it's gone? Or is it Shad is enough upper here that the water gets a dirty feel? It becomes like muddy a little bit more. The whatever word in English you're going to use, the mamashis gets affected. That's how I understood it. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it just has to be a little, because Tysus proves from the Tzipor and the Mayim that there's a lot more going on than the color, because for color you don't need Tzipor and Rubius. So Tysus says you need Mamashis. Now, it doesn't have to be blood because it's water, right? So obviously there's got to be some change, I would say, to a texture. In the texture of the water, it becomes a little thicker. So I would assume the Afer and the Afer do the same thing to the water, give it a certain thickness to it from the Afer and the Afer. That's why I learned my shot to begin with. But again, you're welcome to disagree. I'm just reading what I can see. I can... Yes, doctor.
I was thinking fabric versus the hand fabric. I think texture is probably
the... Fine. Okay. Whatever the word is, I like the Hebrew word. Yes.
I would suggest that the fact that we're talking about volumes, not surface area, is proof that we're talking about mixture and polluted mixed into it, because the surface area of a liter is the same as the surface area of a cup. However, the volume is different, so it's mixed into the entire volume.
That's how I understood it. Again, I can only tell you how I understood it. Titan.
The
Shai is
the part of the aper on top, or it sinks down. When you use that aper a second time, you can touch another more mile. And that seems obvious that he's taking the aper off, either skimming it off the top or taking it off the bottom, where it's staying in the water.
I hear. Let's give my right turn. Rabbanon. What did Rabbanon do with the Rabbi Shmuel's Raya, that it has to be Dam and Mayim, that it's Nikar Behem, which is what he learned out, right? Why does the Pasuk say, Rabbi Shmuel, okay, where is it, right? Rabbanan, right? Meaning, that is not to tell me that it has to be Dam Tzipor Nikar Behem, it's to tell me, Dam Hikam Rachmana, Atu B'Dam B'Mayim. Dip it into both. It doesn't say how much of a mixture you need. Rabbi Shmuel understands the pasuk that's telling me there has to be a certain amount of mixture. Now, I'm going to say, all saying is mix the blood and the water and dip it in. It doesn't tell you how much. Practically, Rabbi Shmuel, and came look to Rachman of the Tavu Bahem. It already said that you have blood and water. Just say the Tavu Bahem. Why does it have to repeat the Tavu Badam al Mayim? Why does it have to say that? It's extra words. Just say the Tavu Bahem. We know that you have water, and we know that you have blood. So they're mixed, so you put them together, so you dip it into them. Why did the time to say the Tavu Badam Almayim? Must be that it's telling you the degree of mixture. Okay, Tad? I'm sorry, right? The Tavu Badam normally, the Nikar, that should be Nikar. Rabbanon, Ikas Rachman of the Tavu Bahem, have I mean Hai Lechudai Vahai Lechudai? Who says you mix the blood and the water? You have blood and water, and you dip the blood, you dip the super chaya, the living bird, into the blood, and then dip it into the water. Who says you mix it into a mixture to begin with? Therefore, they say, the Tirata say those things. Tavu Badam al Mayim Chayim, to tell me that it's a double mixture. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, La'ayvim Krachri Niksiv. No, we already know they're mixed, because it says that Sabah HaShachar is at Tzipor HaAchas, Elkli Cheres on Mayim Chayim. It already told us to shecht it over Mayim Chayim. Rabbanan, Ima hu havamina, lishchasei samach lemana. I would think you shecht it near the water, v'niktizu livriden, and you take the arteries, the carotid artery, v'likavle ledam b'machanachrina, and you catch the blood in the keli next to it. Not necessarily do you mix the two. Kamash malan, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mixed. So here's the Machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel holds that these words are extra, because we already know to mix them, because the Torah told me to shecht it al mayim chayim. Rabbi Rabbanan say, the first pasuk says, shecht it al mayim chayim, just tells me have the keli next to each other, and when you shecht it, catch the blood in a different keli. So I need another pasuk to tell me the mixture. Rabbi Shmuel already knows the mixture, so he learns out from here that the Torah is telling me how the mixture should be. That the mixture should be, that it should be nikar. And the way Titus explains nikar means there should be a texture change in the water. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Now this Rashi, Betzipor Tor, is out of place. So we're going to leave that Rashi. We're going to go weiter. Rashi should be later. There's a way to learn it here, but it's much better if we leave it to later. Atu badamu b'mayim, lafila e nikar. We already know it's mixed. But Lincoln Daily Reading, he should hold the artery tight, shleyetzim emdam, and then move it over to catch it in the davar keli. So therefore, I have to have the second plastic to tell me that you mixed it. But I small hold, I learned from the first plastic that you mixed it, and therefore, he learns from the second plastic that it's just the amount of mixture. Yes?
Two things. One minor. Slow process. The word is tangible.
Fine.
Number two, in terms of definition, I thought, apparently wrongly, that breathing was main, not artery. As you said, it's the carotid artery, which is essential in sheep. The arterial system and the venous system at this time were thought to be two entirely separate systems. And Dam Kai comes from the arterial, the red blood of the arterial system, as opposed to the breathing. What I thought was the breathing.
And I honestly just said it because I thought that's where the blood comes from. I might be wrong. The breathing might be vein.
The breathing has, when you see reference to black blood, that is venous. And it's thought to be separate from the arterial.
Yeah, I take back what I said because it wasn't said with any thought. Baiter. Don't think about Baiter, boy, my name, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira. G'daylo matchis es amayim, tando benitchis es amayim mahu. I mean, you said a revius, Rabbi Shmuel said a revius, but there are big birds that don't need a revius. It'll overtake the water. There are small birds that won't be nicker in a revius. So what happens then? I mean, hello, you said a sheer revius as if all birds are uniform. I mean, birds come in different sizes. But you have big birds, you have small birds, and not every bird needs the same amount of water. So how do you give a sheer called revius? If it's small, said revius. You should say whatever the amount of water is necessary for this bird, not a revius, and then it's not going to work. Talk to Gemara. Amalei lava minalog. Didn't I tell you already? They say pechnapshel lebar mehukasa. Do not. What the word is? They say pechnapshel lebar mehukasa means do not take yourself out of halacha. Meaning, if Rabbanan said a shear, don't start questioning their shear. They know exactly what they're talking about. You know, don't start picking on their shear because the tzipor drawer shear Rabbanan. The kind of bird you have to use is called a tzipor drawer. How does he translate it?
Drawer.
Very good. He also doesn't know what it means. And therefore, Eilach Daila Shematchas as Hamayim, Veilach Tana Shenitchas Nemayim. Chazal are telling you that bird never comes in a bigger size enough to overwhelm the water, and never comes in a smaller size to be not noticeable in the water. Yes, there's a difference between big and small, but very minor. That bird doesn't grow that much, and therefore, because I'll know exactly what they were talking about when they said a revius. Don't start picking away at Chazal Shur, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Gedailo Matchas Samayim, Shein Mayim Nikamem, they rave it up. The blood overwhelms the water. Leisapik Navshe, Bar Mehuchasa, Kol Dibri Chacham Shinikdu Al Tarachayim. Don't question Chacham Shurim. Now, over here, move back to the Rashi that says Tipur Drar. The Rashi Tipur Drar. Shiru Chachamim. She'em b'mishnin l'gedai l'shematchis ha'mayim. We're like Tana Shenitchim b'mayim. She'em Revius. They figured out that by a Tipur Drar, Revius will do the job regardless how big or small they are. Because the difference is not that great.
Revius of water, Revius of blood.
Revius of water. They figured out that the Tipur Drar, no matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, will be enough thought to change the texture, or whatever word we want to use, of the water, but not enough to make it like there's no water there.
No, it says
that in the tzipor drawer? No, it says the Chazal are telling us it's a tzipor drawer.
Species.
It's, article calls it drawer.
I'm saying it's a certain species.
I assume so, yes.
No, but where does it come from?
The way Tipar.
Australia. No, meaning where, so when the Torah says Tipar, it's usually refers to drawer or only.
I have no idea. I don't know. How many other times does it say Tipar in the Torah? I don't, show me where it says Tipar.
It doesn't say Tipar anywhere?
I don't remember it saying Tipar anywhere. That's, that was it? He'll find you the place that says that he can answer the question.
Okay.
No, you're assuming it says Tzibor 18 times, and you want to know whether it's 16 times it says it. I don't remember it saying Tzibor Ariyach, or Tzibor Achas. Mitzayra, I think it says Tzibor, maybe. No.
That is Mitzayra. We're talking about
Mitzayra. No, I'm talking about, no, it's it. I don't think so. It's Mitzayra, but Mitzayra says Tzibor. I don't know if it says Tzibor.
No, by the,
yeah. Kelly. the olav is the arvam. I says it doesn't olav mayim chayim. That just means mix it afterwards. Have the ashes in first the water, then add the ashes, and then mix it. Frek the Gemara, the ema olav davka el keli shtecha yusim bekli. Maybe it's telling me the olav is davka. Put the water in. Put the water on top of the ashes. And when it says Mayim Chayim El Keli, it just means draw it with the same keli. Don't pick it with one keli and pour it into another keli. You have to draw the water with the keli with the ashes. So the answer is Mamatzinu B'chol Mokum, just like we find by sight to Machshel L'mayla. The Torah wants the dirt after the water. Avkam Machshel L'mayla. It makes sense to say that by Eifer Parah, the Torah would also want, according to the Rabbanan, to have the Eifer on the water. And therefore, they learn that pasuk to be Davka, and then they learn the pasuk that says, Mayim Chaim O'Kelly, just to say, I'm sorry, they learn the pasuk B'nas and Olav to mix it. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, all the way up. Higdim over the mayim beside the puzzle. Uksiv v'nasin olav, v'nasin olam mayim. Al mayim bereisha. Uksiv v'asal la'akayin is called tayra azayis. The v'inan kaseid v'akasim v'basha. That's how the pasuk says to do it. Ma'al halom beside the mitzvah l'chadchila over the mayim. Uksiv ba says like by sight it says, but to put the offer on the mayim. I've come to pour off of my mitzvah to change the chatchila. The light time of a nesan olam dafka the mashma off of the chatchila. Do not learn that that the water goes on top of the offer. It learned the offer goes on top of the water. However, that's only the chatchila. But my come to pour off of the mayim kosher because of a fire shazu. And therefore, the Xerah Shom allows it by sight as well. So to put it, let me put it again. The Torah by sight says the water goes first. The upper goes on top. The Torah by Eifer Parah says either way. So we learn now from Saita that the best way to do it is to put the water in first. However, if we do it the other way, it's kosher. Just like by Eifer Parah, the Torah said it's kosher. By Eifer Saita, the Torah also says it's kosher. Mayim chay b'asim midolun galim parah to make them offer the mayim kosher. Mayim chay mokeli mashma mayim b'tzadakli. Loi offer chaytis b'tayim. There's no offer. Rabbanon amelel beside take them offer the mayim pasul. Amelel b'parah nami pasul. They also learn by parah that's pasul if you put the ashes in first. Now keli davte the mashma mayim bereisha. V'adik siv enasin olav mayim arvam la'akash and offer eifer olav mayim. Tzorach l'hapach hamayim olav l'arvam. Then you mix it. Not to say that the water is at the bottom. Do not draw it with a different keli. You should draw it with this very keli. Offer who a machshir samayim. The offer is what's machshir the water. Livda gaisa. Okay, dam tzipur shemetzayre shemachshir samayim la'azor. Avkan, offer machshir samayim. So, what we see is, l'chatchila, we want the water there first. That's what Reb Shimon holds. And the eved, the eved can be there first. Right? We learned that out. The offer can be there first. We learned it out from Paraduma. Rabbanan say no. We want the water there first. And the ashes should go on top of the water, and the dirt should go on top of the water by Saita. And the fact that by the parah it says the other way, but not in olav, that just means mix it after it's in. That's all it means.
When you touch your hair, my name was Sada Kli.
Means that you mean
bottom. You said bottom.
Yes.
See, when I read it before you touched it, I thought you got over the clear a little
bit. No.
Sarakli
means it should be by the keli, nothing in between. Rashi continues the next words. Rashi says what he means, the next words.
I lost my place, that's why.
You have it now?
No, I just read a minute ago, and I lost it. That's all right. I believe you. I'll look at it again. I have it. I believe the law of Rachutim has been a time. I'll say it's been a time.
No. Fine. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Weizer. Follow I looked at the Megillah, okay? Now we're continuing on in the process. We have the water, we have the dirt, and now you have to erase the scroll into the water. That's part of the process. What's on the scroll? Voloi Luchtuvas HaMegillah. Notice, Voloi Luchtuvas HaMegillah sounds like the Kayan who's been doing all this. And like, maybe Pele Shacharis. It seems like it was all the Kayan's job. So the Mepharshim speak out, I think the Rambam says clearly, that the Kayan has to write the Megillah. Cannot be you hire a Jew or a Yisrael to do it. The Kayan has to be writing this Megillah. Baloi Lichtavas HaMegillah. The Kayan writes the Megillah. It has to be written for her, as we will see later on, as we go along. But this is the Kayan's work. The Kayan has to get the water, the Kayan has to get the dirt. The Kayan has to write the Megillah, the Kayan has to erase the Megillah. This is his job as the Kayan who is handling the Saita. Yes. Now, can it be two Kahanim working? I don't know. Can it be one Kayan that throws up the water and the dirt and another Kayan writes the Megillah? I don't know. The Mishnah makes it sound it's a procedure. Avayim Avar write the Megillah. And it says Bala. He now goes to write the Megillah. Mashmah, we're talking about the same Kayan. But I don't know if it's Ma'akib or not. I don't know. Is that a question?
That was the question.
Okay, I don't know. Baloi Luchtuvas HaMegillah. Now, in order to understand this, I need a chumash. No, watch it. You get it. You're kind. You get it? I'm only in the room. My feet hurt me. A chumash. Okay. Now the parasha cite to here. Here we are. Here. She has the water. Right? This is when it says he brought him. The husband brought her, brought the carbon, right? The Kayan brings her in front of Hashem. The Kayan takes water, B'kli Cheres, takes dirt from the Karka Mishkan, which we learned, puts it into the water. Puts her in front of the Hashem, right? B'shbi Yisak Kayan, the pasuk starts. He makes her swear. V'amar Elisha, Im lo shalcha v'shay sev, Im lo shalcha stum v'takas yishay. If you didn't do anything wrong, you're not going to be Ma'amar Mela. You'll be himself. But you did. But he continues. So he's beyond Kayan as Isha, doesn't say what's going to happen. Then he says the second time, Yeshua Sallah, I'm not Kayan Isha. This is what happens to you. You did Hashem, Isaac, Lalu, Yeshua, but take Amech, Meshes Hashem, Esherech, Nefelis, Esbitnik Tzaba. Your thigh will fall, your stomach will swell. The water will go in and do its thing. And the woman accepts it. The cousin is always Sefer. He writes these allies into a scroll and erases the scroll in the water. Now, what is Allah say? What is he writing? Where does he start writing, and what parts does he write? I read Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chav Aleph, and Pasuk Chav Beis. And then it says, write this in the Parsha. Is it going back at all those four psukim? Does he write that the Kayan made her swear? Does he write that the woman says, Amen? Exactly what is written on that scroll that gets erased? That's the question here. And the Mishnah is going to have three different opinions. But when he looks at the Megillah, he comes to write the Megillah. From where does he start writing? So the first Tana says, he starts in the middle of Pasuk Yud Beis, your test. He does not write Bishbi Isa Kayev Amalisha. He doesn't write that. That's telling him what to do. He writes what the Kayan said. Im Lo Yishach Bish Isach. That's where he starts. V'ab Kisat Tzachas Yishach. He writes the rest of Pasuk Yud Tes, Pasuk Chav. V'ein Kaisa Bishbi Akayin Es Yishu Bishvul Salah. V'amar Akayin Leisha. Skips that part. Again, this is a command what the Kayan should do. Take that part out. Start from Yitain Hashem Isach. V'alav Lishua. Ubo Amar, he writes the rest of Pasuk Chav Aleph. And Pasuk Chav Beis. And he doesn't write Amen. So according to this Tara, take out all the commands and her answer. Just say what the Tara wanted the Kayan to tell the lady. Leave out the fact that the Tara told the Kayan to do it, and that the Kayan is doing it, and that she responds. It's not our business. That what we want in the Megillah is what he told her. He told her, started off Imla Shachav Yisach, and if you did do it, and you did Hashem Yisach LaAllah, and it's going to come into your stomach, it's going to blow you up. Finish. It doesn't say that she responds. It doesn't say he has to say it. Those parts of the Pesukim are taken out. You just write what he tells her, not that the Torah told the Kayan to tell her. That's not in the Megillah. Not that the Torah told the Kayan to tell her, not that the woman responded. Don't write that. Just write what the Kayan tells her. That's the first sheet. Dr. Rashi. Imle Shachav Yishvi, Imle Shachav Tzink, Klolos HaBos Machmas Brocha. Now, Rashi says the first Pasuk is not the Allah. The first Pasuk is a Brocha. If you didn't do it, Hinaki. Why does he write that? So Rashi says, because it's an inference. If you didn't do it, Hinaki, however, if you did do it, you will pay the price. That's called a klala haba machmas bracha. An inference from a bracha is the klala. That's included. That's included in what he wrote. Even though that part is not the Torah said, write to Alois. Alois is the curses, not the brachas. But writing the brachas is inferring that the opposite will happen if you did do it. That's called a klala haba machmas bracha, and that is included. That's why you write the good part also. All that is written. Why are you writing that? That's not a curse. It's a blessing. Tarek says, the blessing infers a curse. And that's written also.
You only say that if there's a curse afterwards.
No, that's your shot.
Well, everything says my shot.
But it is.
We give a bracha to someone, we don't start thinking about, oh, you won't get this, but if you not this.
Yeah, I'll tell you how you walk, a guy comes to you for a bracha, you say, if you learn 6 hours today, then I'll give you a blessing. What's the inference? What's the inference? Stop right there. What's the inference?
Exactly.
Yeah,
the pastor says you get a bracha if you didn't. Let's say the part that you don't, if you didn't do it, or just a bracha that what? What's
Hinaki. Whatever bracha comes with Hinaki, you'll be absolved. That is called, you know, the truth is, you have a question of the fact that not always does it infer that you get the opposite. It could be inferring that you don't get the positive. But he didn't really tell her a positive. All he said is you'll get off. If you did that, if you didn't Mizana, you'll get off. I think that infers that if you were Mizana, you won't get off. If he would tell her if you weren't Mizana, you'll get $1 million, so then you could say if you were Mizana, you won't get $1 million. But he didn't tell her that. He didn't say you're getting anything. That later on, the Pasuk says that you'll get something, but that Pasuk, he didn't tell her that. He told her, if you weren't Mizana, the water won't hurt you. The inference is, if you weren't Mizana, the water is going to get you. So it's a klala about machmas bracha. The way the bracha is worded infers a klala. if you did mezana, the bracha is you'll live. No extra. Not that you get rich and not that you have kids and all that is not told to her. What she's told is, if you weren't mezana, the water won't hurt you.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Stop me if we're going to get to this later, but it sounds like to me some part of the process from the woman's perspective is voluntary and some of it is involuntary. It sounds like when they schlepped her there, or when they walked her up and down and tired her out trying to get a confession out of her, that was involuntary. Here she has to say amen to whatever it is that is going to be what he's going to say to her. Can she voluntarily step off this conveyor belt at any point and just give up her kasuba and get divorced and she's out?
There is a point that, according to what Mandiyama, she can, but at this point, for sure, she can say, I'm out.
So she doesn't have to be schlepped up and down the hill or whatever. She could just walk away.
She doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim to begin with. She doesn't have to go with her husband to Yerushalayim. She can tell her, you know what, just divorce me. She doesn't get a kasuba.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, doctor.
I don't know, guys, don't want to take up too much people's time, but it's interesting that at this point, the outcome, as far as the client knows, the outcome is indeterminate. We don't know if she's going to be vindicated or not.
I guess so, yeah.
So, one generally sees more focus on the good than on the bad. Yet here the pasuk is abbreviated, and I mean, if you know the Chumash by heart, which obviously is much longer, then it works. But you know, the written part is mainly the kolos, not the brachos.
100%.
That just seems odd to me. Obviously, I mean, it's obvious, but. The other thing we do sometimes see is that whatever promise is made has a key in it, whether or not it's an issue.
No promise is made here.
This is the promise of the thing. If you are, this is a promise. If you are innocent, you will be judged. If you are guilty, you will be
judged.
These are promises.
Yes. No. Yes.
At this point in time, the outcome of those promises are indeterminate.
Correct.
So there are points elsewhere where you see there's a key to an independent promise, to a promise in which the preconditions are not kept.
Yeah, but not here. That's only by certain things. Not by when a kohen makes a woman swear.
Well, this is what I was wondering about. It does seem to be...
No, this is not a rule in everything. It's a rule when a kill is chacham al tanai or a nidrei al tanai or those kind of things. And not when the kohen making the woman swear one way or the other. He says, you have a choice. You can this way.
I hear what you're saying. I mean,
we're raising all the psukim, but if it didn't have Hashem's name, would that be a fear also?
Doesn't seem that it would be as much of a problem as if it had Hashem's name.
Okay, and so I forgot the woman who threatened to say she's assaulted so she could have children.
Chana, yeah.
So how could she put, she'd have to have her husband give her a warning ahead of time.
Yeah, so again.
For all the motions, and then she knew ahead of time that she would be putter.
Mm-hmm.
And she was willing to be mochet Hashem Hashem.
That's a good kasha from Masechta Brachos. I mean, that's what she's saying, yeah. That's what the Gemara said she said. It's a good question because she was going to do an Isser of Stira, which is an Isser, and she said she would do it. So I can't answer that question. What?
Did the Gemara answer that?
No, the Gemara says that. It's a good question, but it's not going to change this.